This is Colorful Radio.
Our music, our news,
our views.
This is where we feature an SME, a small and medium-sized enterprise. I hear all about it, hear what their challenges are. And this morning we have on the line a lady called Clarissa McDonald, who has a company that's called Curly by Nature. Good morning, Clarissa.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you for inviting me on the show today.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you're listening. So tell us, what is Curly by Nature and what does it do and where do we find it and how long have you been going and all the other questions I can put to you.
Curly by Nature is a small business run by myself. I'm dedicated to providing healthy hair care solutions specifically formulated for genetically curly hair. Mm-hmm. So that includes afros, kinks, coils, curls, heat-treated hair, chemically-treated hair as well, and natural hair. Mm-hmm. So we source the finest ingredients from around the world proven to be effective for curly hair types. Mm-hmm. And combine this with simple hair care techniques and methods to enhance and beautify and maintain healthy hair. So really our mission is to serve people with professional, luxurious solutions so that they can really embrace and love their hair.
So when you say curly hair, do you mean like Afro-Caribbean hair where it's either, do you mean kinky or curly? I mean, there's quite a difference, isn't there?
All types of curls. So okay. You don't focus on race or ethnicity, you focus on the curl type. So as long as it's got some kind of curl in it, so you could be of any ethnicity with just really tight curls or it could be loose, long curls, which is more like waves. We cater for all types of
hair. I know we're all so politically correct, aren't we? But, I mean, I don't see how you can think about hair without thinking about race. Because, you know, the Indians,
actually,
I would love Indian hair.
There's a lot of different races with the same type of hair. So I can understand why you might have that view, but you'd be surprised.
Well, I mean, I've yet to see an Indian person with kinky hair.
Do you know, there's a guy, I'm not sure what his name is, but I know they refer to him as a god, and he died, I think, last year.
Yeah.
And he's got afro hair.
There you are. You've learned something this morning, Luana.
Yeah.
Clarissa Rich.
I see lots of pictures.
I'm so
sorry that I don't know what his name is.
It's all right. Don't worry. Don't worry about that, Clarissa. Yeah.
He's like one person that I know for sure who's got like afro type hair. It is curly hair. So that's what really the characteristics of afro is.
Sure. Clarissa, I'll declare a lack of interest as we've had on this on other occasions when we've discussed over the time hair products, in that I have none. So, but can I come back to your opening comments? You actually said you source products from all around the world, the best products that you can find.
Best ingredients.
How do you go about finding them, and where do most of these come from?
Well, most of them I source. I like to use British suppliers.
Yep.
So those British suppliers will source it from like Hawaii or Africa, etc. So I really, when I first start formulating a product and think about what ingredients I want to use, I research lots of products and the best products and the best ingredients from around the world. So, for instance, our hair repair oil has papaya nut oil, which is sourced from Hawaii. And it's basically a nut tree. And the ingredient is so effective for the dryness of hair. It's a natural, what should I say? It's a really good moisturizer. So we tend to use only natural ingredients. I'm sure, actually, that you probably know of shea butter.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we know
of shea butter.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so
we know all about shea butter on this program.
Pardon?
We know all about shea butter on this program. Yes. We learned a lot
about it. So we do use basically really good, some well-known, some not-so-known ingredients that have natural benefits.
Right. So what do you do with the? I mean, what do you use this? What do these products accomplish for the hair?
there's different products achieve different things.
Right.
So, for instance, the shampoo that we have, the moisture shampoo, is very moisturising. First of all, there's no sulfates, which really dry out your hair, which is in the majority of products on the market today.
Oh, so no sulfate?
Yeah, no sulfates,
okay,
no parabens.
Okay.
No, there's not really much harsh chemicals in there at all.
Yeah. And there was, thinking sulfate was only in my wine. that's good to know. So you buy you supply products with no sulfate, which is one of the main ingredients that dry out the sort of
the
curly hair. Okay.
Yeah. So it's really infused with coconut and sugar and honey extracts as well that really help the hair to cleanse thoroughly without stripping off its natural oils, which is really key for people with more curly hair, because a lot of curly hair types are prone to being dry. Mm-hmm. So it's important that it's kept moisturized and conditioned.
Right. Clarissa, can I ask you, we've identified from where you get your products. Mm-hmm. Can I now just look at the other end in terms of supplies? Curly by Nature, are its products available in a shop, or do you do it online, or are you supplying to somebody else who packages the products? Where are you in the chain of supply?
So I am. I distribute my products to distributors, to retailers, and I also distribute it online myself on my online store.
And what is, give yourself a plug, what's the website? Where should we go to look for the products?
www.curlybynature.com.
So tell me, so you don't actually have people in a salon or anything, you just supply the products to salons, to other people, to distributors, to the
No, I do have, this is a salon brand, this is what I feel the company is more geared towards being a salon brand.
Fine.
So you do have salons actually using the product,
okay,
as well as distributing the products and selling the products.
Right.
And so we, at the moment, we're really small. We've just we started in October 2013.
So you're a startup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a startup company, and we've got four products. Mm-hmm. Three are on the market, but the fourth one, which is the Nourishing Gloss Balm, is being launched next month.
Right.
And we've tested the Nourishing Gloss Balm, and it's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's sold out already, so I know that the launch is going to be...
Well done.
Yeah,
it's really, really good.
So do you have a large staff, or do you have any staff? I mean, how are you growing?
The way I operate at the moment is I'm the only employee in the business, so I'm in charge of everything. However,
I do have freelance
staff,
yeah.
And a part-time sort of executive assistant to help me out with regards to admin, etc.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where did you get the idea, and what motivated you? Where was the point in 2011, 2012, 2013 when you said, "I am going to go into my own business"? Were you doing something associated with it beforehand, or what?
Well, my daughter, I suppose, I was pregnant in 2010 and gave birth in 2011. And that's when I decided that I wanted to do a hair care company, because I spent a lot of time doing a lot of research. And my background before that was a natural hairstylist. I worked in several salons across London. And from the age of 8, I developed a passion and care for styling hair. So, from a really young age, I knew I wanted to own my own business and run my own company. But I have to say, when I was pregnant with my daughter a few years ago, she's going to be 4 in June, I was developing products, and I really wanted to develop the products I made at that point even further. So it's by working with a cosmetic scientist and really get it on the market, because at the moment, the market is saturated with products that are filled with chemicals. And doesn't really do justice to the hair. But not only that, a lot of the companies just sell products. They don't really advise and encourage people to just take care of their hair. So I wanted to be more than just a company that sold products. Like if you go onto my blog, curlybynature.com/blog, you'll see a huge amount of content surrounding by how to take care of your hair, styling tips, interviews with celebrity stylists that endorse the product, such as Felicia Leatherwood, who does Jill Scott's hair. She styles loads of people, Hollywood stars, on a regular basis. So there's, it's more than just selling products. It's more about the passion around helping people to understand, embrace and celebrate their hair in its natural form.
You've certainly got a passion. There are a lot of people who will be thinking, she's got a four-year-old daughter. I think that's more than enough to cope with.
And you've she's not 4 yet. She'll be 4 in
well, you know, kind of three, two. You've been running
and
a business.
And I've got a son as well. My son is also six.
Yeah.
Well, it's even more amazing. People, you're talking about having one, two young children and starting a business and being a sole employer, which means you're doing absolutely everything in the business.
Yeah.
It is absolutely phenomenal what you're doing. You sound very calm. What is your target? You say you're launching another product just while you're bringing up the kids and running the business. What is your target other than launching this new product? For 2015?
For 2015, I definitely would, I know I'm going to be in sort of independent retailers, more of a larger scale, something like Whole Foods, etc.
Right.
I definitely see my brand in and around London more visibly for people every day. At the moment, I recognise that I've just started small, and I really want to
grow.
Really want to grow.
I'm sure you will. Yeah, I'm sure you will grow in 2015, and we wish you all the best with your startup business. And don't forget, you can find Clarissa online at
www.kellybynature.com.
Yeah, well, you see, black hair business is a multi-billion pound business in this country, so you've entered the right market, and we wish you all the best. Thank you so much. Clarissa McDonald, founder and MD of Curly by Nature.
Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.